Welcome to the Gatecast and our journey to the Pegasus Galaxy and the city of the ancients, Atlantis.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Gatecast episode 187.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Brad?
You're here to come in.
Hello, everyone. I was waiting for the guest introduction, but not really a guest by now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not a guest, you're a regular contributor. You've been upgraded from guest, you know, you've leveled up from guest to regular contributor.
Up there with Jeff. Yippee!
Yeah, you know, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe you and Jeff should arrange to sort of just record an episode on your own. Save us the trouble, you know, we can pass it off. Yeah, Mike could still have to edit it, but still. Anyway, tonight's episode is The Gift.
Definitely not my favourite of the season, but I'm here. That's how committed I am.
Should be.
I should be.
I watched, I think, about 3/4 last night of Cowboys and Aliens.
Ooh, yes?
It's an odd little movie. Better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I didn't mind it too much.
Harrison Ford seems kind of pointless, isn't it?
Yeah. And Olivia Wilde's a little bit too pretty to be there.
She'd be pockmarked and stuff.
Yeah.
Although I suppose if you're going to pick a body to inhabit.
The other thing too, if you're going to try and sneak in there being an alien, why would you be a beautiful woman?
You'd be better off being a grizzled guy.
Yeah.
More likely to fit in. Best of love quotes favored in our tweet. Damn good it is. Who wouldn't want to punch him in the face? I mean, think of the great degree of pleasure you get from it.
That one role soured him for you, for eternity.
No, there were other roles.
Like what? Don't tell me you didn't like Cannonball Run.
Smokey and the Bandit too.
Yes, colours would support the art of fine American cinema. Okay, the world is clearly coming to an end. According to Kevin, it's sunny in Bristol. These are truly end times.
Well, let's see if we can do something about that audio. You sound a bit muffled.
Oh, you're a magician, Mike. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Are you seriously telling me he's Magic Mike?
No, I'm not.
I wasn't bringing that conclusion.
You know, and in fairness, Mike, in all the years I've known you, I've never actually made that comparison. Is Teen Wolf back yet, Mike?
In America, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goody. Because I quite enjoyed that show.
3 episodes in at the time of this recording.
I know Falling Skies is back.
Yeah, they're just advertising season 4 in here for that.
And I believe True Blood is back. A lot of people fell off when the large amounts of Naked Anna Paquin kind of dropped off. Because I remember I was watching season 1 and I said, well, I haven't bothered recording it in HD. And my mate Paul goes, yeah, because why would you want to record True Blood in high definition? I was like, oh yeah.
You're only showing respect to the actress, aren't you?
That's one way of putting it. Sadly, a lot of my shows are ending. Grim ended on what was, for me, frankly, a complete bitch of a cliffhanger. Especially since they said, oh, come on, you knew this was coming. After the words "to be continued" popped up. Looking at it thinking, really? I even actually split it. I normally watch it on a Monday evening. I actually split it over 2 days so I could take more time to enjoy it. And then they kicked me in the nuts with that ending.
Are you looking for a podcast that's fast-paced, hard-hitting, in-your-face? A podcast that rides the ragged edge of disaster?
I just saw for the first time the Weezer Pork and Beans commercial.
Might want to check elsewhere for one of those. On the other hand, boy, have I got a show for you. Pulp Audio Weekly. It's a show that's got everything you need.
Danger Zone.
And the geeky stuff they like talking about.
Don't ever fight a death claw. Like, if you see one, just turn and run.
And really, what more could you ask for? That's Pulp Audio Weekly at weekly.pulpaudio.com. Head on over there to find out all about the show and listen to episodes right on the webpage. Or pick up the RSS feed and subscribe right on your favorite podcast listening tool. That's Pulp Audio Weekly with weekly.pulpaudio.com.
I turned away from the mic to clear my throat.
Get a Spectrum emulator from my Kindle Fire.
Yeah, I've got one on my iPad. By Manic Miner and stuff.
I don't know if it ever came out on the... Oh, Quasitron, which was one of my favourite Spectrum games. Anything there really that's too madly arcadey is difficult to play on a tablet. I was thinking more so of Lords of Midnight, Doom Dark Revenge. Maybe a game I adored on the Speccy called Heavy on the Magic, which I never really got very far in.
A little bit hard on the iPad without having the joystick. There's an 80s arcade bundle on the iStore with all the old classic games on it. And
well, I can't imagine you'd be playing Hypersport on it.
Have you played Candy Crush yet?
No.
I've been avoiding
it. I don't know if it's on there or not.
It's on the iPad?
Yeah.
Great little game, but the way they fund it is infuriating. I'd pay for it. They want you to pay for lives or something. So after so many lives, it stops and says, you can play again in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Candy Crush by Sega. That's one thing they need. On any more Sega games, some of the old classics.
Do you mean Sega?
Sega.
Is this a company that ripped off Sega and like added E just to confuse people? Like in that Simpsons episode where you got Magnavox?
Panasonic.
Yeah. I figured that's where you were going. I was like, huh?
Come try ya!
Yes. Iver all ready.
Yep. Good to go.
Yep.
Iver 3. Iver doe. Iver hain. Clicky. Fade to black. Fade in on. Quiet shot.
Night time. Oh.
Not many lights. Everybody's asleep.
Except.
Bored.
Yep.
Yes. Doesn't this also remind you of the opening of Children of the Gods?
Music's very, very alien, too. There's an alien feel to the music, that tone.
Nothing in the cup, Rodney. Ford is dreaming happy dreams, with his P90 on the shelf. And is that a 9mm under his pillow? The Shepherd's Johnny Cash poster. And vulnerable-looking Taylor.
Ooh, great.
Ooh. I assume that James Lafazanos in his Rake outfit. He appeared in 15 episodes of Stargate Atlantis, mainly as a Rake. Does it well. Soft-soled shoes if you're going to stalk the city in the middle of the night. Hello, my pretty.
Morning, campers.
There are easier ways to Copperfield.
Yes. You know, what if you crash from side to side and then set up shock? That didn't look great.
It must be cold in Atlantis at night, because that's not the blankest.
Yeah.
That's why she's wearing clothes. You can't run around the city in just her undies.
Yes, you can.
You can, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have absolutely no objections to her doing that whatsoever.
Major!
I would assume those doors were soundproof.
Oh,
Major, you should eat more. He's back again.
Okay.
Now, am I awake now?
No, maybe she's wearing less. No, well, damn it.
Gleaming now, so yeah. She's, someone's been praying her.
That's Blatway, supposedly. And credits, and unless they're gonna, what?
Yes, leave you asking, what the is going on? Okay then, The Gift. Season 1, Episode 18 of Stargate Atlantis, Gatecast Episode 186. The episode was written by Rob C. Cooper from a story by Rob C. Cooper and Martin Gero, directed by the one and only Peter DeLuise. The audio commentary, Peter DeLuise and Gary Jones. As I've said before, they talk about pretty much everything but the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Had its world premiere in the UK, February the 22nd, 2005. The US had it March the 11th, 2005. France and Japan, August the 5th and February the 7th, respectively. And I'll record the episode bits later because I'm not going to fit them all in. Shows with episodes with the same title. Law and Order, Criminal Intent. Punky Brewster. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. X-Files. Waltons. Joan of Arcadia. Flash Forward. Voyager and the Twilight Zone. Stick fighting in silhouette.
Tidy bow. Break me if I'm wrong.
I've no idea. And before, we've seen Taylor really give John a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Feel that.
Yeah.
Going easy on me, huh?
He was surprised he actually got a hit on her.
Mm.
Ah, I see the doctor's in this one.
Yep.
The stick fighting is done by Rachel herself. The fall was done by a stunt woman.
That didn't look like there were any hands or anything there. That actually looked painful.
That's why it was done by a stunt woman. It'd be so easy to break something, even by accident.
Mm, and that's what stunt people are paid for.
But Rachel, of course, is trained in this sort of fighting.
I can't tell. I'm assuming the wig's gone now.
I think so, yeah.
Otherwise, it's held on there pretty well.
According to Dr. Zelenka's calculations, we have less than 1 week before the Wraith arrive. I want options.
Meeting, everybody.
Yay, Zelenka. Zelenka's my Walter, if I haven't said this before.
I assume these are heads of departments, because that's not everybody in the city.
No, the room, no matter what shape you make table, it's not going to fit everyone.
Well, they could have everybody in the gate room, surely. Hold everybody at the same time.
Name a better one.
Gentlemen.
Of course, like the shield, power will be our biggest problem. We haven't even been able to initialize the chariot, much less determine whether we can meet the power requirements to run it.
Okay, keep you posted. Sergeant Bates, where are we with our Alpha site?
We've completed the ground and aerial security sweep and are ready to begin establishing base camp. We're just awaiting final inspection by Major Shepard.
Oh, dear.
I'm pretty sure you won't be.
Yep. Ah, Rainbow. Yeah. You think he was born in the 60s? He looks a bit young. I see nothing other than serious amounts of drugs that would cause his parents to call him Rainbow.
Well, since he's native North American, mm-hmm. Rainbow isn't such an unusual name, is it? Their names are descriptive.
I'd really be careful pacing up and down like that, especially with that table. You know, you could do yourself an injury.
Watch where you're walking.
And if it comes to that, anyone left on the mainland will be cut off from the Stargate for good. But thanks to Rodney's discovery of the gate's control crystal, we at least know we'll be able to take that with us and hopefully use it to access Earth again sometime in the future.
We understand that, Dr. Weir.
Oh, my.
Dappy.
Yeah.
She hasn't been sleeping well.
I would say Snippy.
That if we are going to stay and fight, they too will help defend the City of the Ancestors.
Well, that is very honorable, but I...
Oh, please.
Hey,
Kevin. He's back.
We do actually kill him off at one point, don't we? I'd like to see him getting his life sucked out.
There are tens of thousands of life-sucking aliens in highly advanced spaceships on their way here to destroy us. And we have, what, 200 people, most of whom are scientists, who've never even fired a gun before?
Shockingly, it's the first time ever I find myself having to agree with Kavanaugh.
All I'm saying is let's not give up.
I see. He's got the right idea. Run away.
Yep.
Was he something important? Yes, that's right. The Alamo.
Granted, you guys are scientists. No one's considering putting you guys on the front line, but science can turn the tide of war. Look at the A-bomb.
Not exactly our proudest moment.
The fact is, the Wraith aren't here quite yet.
The world is coming to an end.
Did we actually get a count there? 200 people?
Like I said off the top, if there are any options, I want them.
That's if the Ancients couldn't beat the Wraith...
That's it. And Shepard signed himself last week. In letters from Pegasus, the fleet coming, he knows how big it is.
Yeah, I mean, the best the Atlanteans could do is hold them off, and they had a fully powered city.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, they don't.
Ah, is this the first appearance of a shrink?
Yeah, it's a nice little hip movement there, isn't it?
I was going to say, they're swinging.
Yeah.
Swing low.
First thing I noticed yesterday when I watched the episode.
Right, I knew that, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Mind if I join you? No, of course not.
Kate Heitmeyer, played by Claire Rankin. She's actually friends with Rachel from when they lived in L.A., Canadian actress.
Psychologist, actually. And that is different than Dr. Beckett? Quite, yes. I deal with the mind. I try and help people deal with emotional problems like anxiety, depression, post-traumatic distress. Well, needless to say, I've been pretty busy since we got here. I can imagine.
She appears in 5 episodes of Stargate Atlantis. She's also been in Mentalist, House, Monk, John, Ally McBeal, and a B-movie called Vipers, which I can heartily recommend.
Yeah, you recommended Dragon Wasp to me. I'm not going to follow you on that.
Nothing wrong with Dragon Wasp.
No, not one thing. Many, many things.
Taylor, I know that your value and your loyalty have been questioned by a few here in the past. What I'm trying to say to you is, if you ever need to talk... I'm here.
Did Major Shepard ask you to speak with me?
Yes, he may have...
I'm sorry. I do not mean to be rude, but I'm fine. Really.
I do like they've got the fans running, you know, showing it's a veranda.
Verandas are traditionally made of wood.
Oh, it's probably a wood-like substance.
Woodish?
Yes.
Hey, I'll get a Pratchett reference in if I can.
In the commentary, Gary Jones and Peter DeLuise looking at Rachel and pulling her Jennifer Lopez.
I think she's far more attractive with a much tinier butt.
Major.
Taylor.
What did you tell Dr. Heitmeyer?
Exactly what you told me, that you couldn't sleep because you were having nightmares.
I confided in you.
You're a member of my team, which makes you my responsibility. And I only told one person whose job, by the way, is to deal exactly with this sort of thing.
Oh, isn't he remarkably snippy?
Yes.
I have a hard enough time getting your people to respect me without them thinking I'm crazy.
There's nothing wrong with their mind, she says. Apart from the nightmares and...
Yeah.
You may want to sit this one out.
What do you mean?
Rodney's staying back, and Ford and I are just going to check out the Alpha site one last time before we have to move in.
Should we evacuate, my people will be forced to that planet as well.
And I'll make sure it's safe for everyone.
Is he looking deliberately slightly unshaven, or was that a long shoot?
According to many the ladies on our Twitter feed, he is ruggedly handsome.
You snapped at Dr. Weir this morning in the briefing room for no good reason. Now you're biting my head off for caring that you might need help dealing with the fact that it's been 3 days since you've had any sleep.
I'm sorry, but I do not need any help. The Wraith are coming. What I need is to do something.
Okay, good. I suggest you take a nap.
He's not Cliff Simon.
That's more the accent, isn't it?
How dare you be reasonable, John? You're taking away my righteous indignation.
It's always annoying when you've got a really strong righteous indignation argument ready and someone goes and spoils it by agreeing with you.
And you got all dressed up for nothing.
All dressed up and nowhere to go.
Oh, now undressing. Yes, she's built. No question about that.
Possibly assembled. But she's a replicator.
And the decor, this was called Outer Mongolian.
Taylor.
Dr. McKay.
I was just,
McKay? What are you doing here?
This is a man openly critical of psychology.
He'd rather believe he's sleeping with her than actually seeing her on a professional
basis. Yep.
Mind, so just don't say anything to anyone.
Your secret is safe with me.
Right. Very good. Excellent.
You don't say anything, I won't.
She looked like Brie Olsen.
Who?
Google it, you'll find it.
No, yeah. Campy though Bacter had me Google something once, and I swore I never would again.
You won't be disappointed if you Google Brie Olsen.
Yeah, don't have any small children behind you, though.
Yeah, sit down. The first session is free. The next session is bushel of wheat, 2 fruitcakes, and a chicken.
I guess I'm not really sure how this is supposed to work. Just relax. Tell me whatever's on your mind.
Tell her.
I have been having bad dreams.
Get her on the couch. Come on, hypnotize her.
Well, you know, hypnotize her isn't where I was going after you said get her on the couch.
Everyone on this base is probably afraid. I do not know why I am bothering.
Have you always been able to sense the Wraith?
Yes. Since I can remember.
What does it feel like?
Well, that stopped her in her tracks. Interesting. Taking out the earpiece. Is McKay spying on her?
It feels like a deep cold that comes from within.
Yes, we all know that when we've had the ice cream and it's just gone the wrong way.
Brain freeze. Now you put me in the mood for ice cream.
Always in the mood for ice cream.
Do you feel that way now?
Hmm.
I have had a knot inside me for some time now.
As I understand, though, the ships are still a great distance from Atlantis. Can you really sense them from so far away?
This feeling is a little different than in the past. Perhaps it is because it is always there now. I am getting used to it. Never before in my lifetime have so many Wraith been awake.
Do many of your people have this ability?
Some.
Now, in hindsight,
yes.
You think if they'd asked the right question in this episode...
Mm. I have always been among the first to know that you're coming.
That makes you special. How does that make you feel?
I do not know, I suppose. I have not given it much thought.
Why not?
Why do some people have blue eyes and others brown?
You sense the Wraith, but light years away. How can you be sensing the Wraith?
They're here.
Spoiler.
I don't know. I don't remember this episode. Most of Atlantis, I've only seen once. I did propose a poll that we check with our listeners to see if I should watch the Atlantis once again, or if I should just continue to blather randomly in an episode I haven't seen in 5 years. Apparently, blather randomly seems to be the popular response.
Oh, he's back again.
You know, given Taylor, you'd think she'd actually whack the crap out of him with a pair of sticks rather than lie dream. There as a meal ticket.
Yeah, take over the dream, make it your own.
So we know she can do it. Very Tina Turner-esque.
Yeah, yourself, Rachel?
Strangely interesting, though.
Yeah, there's sort of, might be a mild Campylobacter level subtext there.
It was me.
You were standing over yourself?
It was me, but it was not me. I was a wraith. The truth is, people waste a lot of time trying to interpret their dreams. They're really just another way our brain thinks when we're asleep. There are no hidden meanings.
The makeup took about 3 hours to do. It isn't really long, but I suppose they've got a lot of experience doing the male wraiths.
Then it's a design they completely throw out for later on in the series.
Yeah.
I don't know what season is. Season 3, I think.
Peter DeLuise doing the commentary pointed out that he could recommend cucumber toner for the wraith.
What?
Make the complexions that little bit smoother.
My complexion looks perfectly smooth.
She's not a wraith there, is she? Recommending it for the wraith, not for Taylor. Don't listen to her. She's driving you mad.
Nod your head and just say you understood.
We all like to feel in control, even though most of the time our power over most things is just an illusion. But I find the more we know about something, the more we can convince ourselves we are in control of it.
I ran every test I could on all of you from the get-go. Physiologically, you and your people are the same as we are. I have no explanation for any of your special superpowers.
Special superpowers, really? Is that a medical term, Paul?
I have previously traced this ability as something that is passed on through family lineage. Does that not make it biological?
It would seem so. But without genetic samples from everyone in your family tree, I would have little to no chance of identifying a specific characteristic that causes the anatomical response.
Yeah, do it.
That was rainbow chirp. Can't say that again to me in English.
If you're willing to take your life into your own hands, I'd love a break.
That's it. The wraith are coming, but what the hell? Let's go for a vacation on the mainland for a day or so.
I've never found my tree being pulled.
And there was one tent on the day. The wonders of modern television.
Well, that looks cosy.
Why is she still alive? Why isn't she being cold or killed by, deprivation?
There's never been a wraith attack during their lifetime, has there?
So, looking at her the last 200 years or so?
They normally sleep for that long, don't they?
Or Shepherd went and woke them up.
This is Sharon, played by Brenda McDonald. She's been in Sanctuary, Reaper, Supernatural, Battlestar Galactica, X-Files and The Outer Limits. Appears twice in Stargate Atlantis.
Going to ask if she's the same actress in Season 2.
How old is she there?
No, she's a... kind of the medicine woman, the elder.
Did you have to be quite old, elder?
Well, yes. You don't take advice and wisdom from somebody who looks young.
But it seems we may have to evacuate again soon. At least temporarily.
Did you allow yourself to expect differently?
I still believe that we can one day be free of the wraith.
You can save such stories for those whose bones aren't failing them.
Well, in this universe, you could get someone that looks young and is actually, like, you know, several millennia old.
Yeah, there's only a handful of them, though.
You were born to it. There have been a few in every generation.
I know, but has no one ever wondered how that is possible?
Some believe it was a gift from the ancestors.
And you?
Your father asked me not to tell you.
We had to have somebody of a reasonably mature vintage who knew her father and her family and give her this information.
No other living Athosian knows of this for good reason.
Please, tell me anyway.
With no printed or written records of genealogy.
By an oral tradition.
Used to tell a story no one has ever heard the like before or since about... the few who once returned.
Yeah, we think he made it up.
We yet cast him for it.
We could have a quick flashback.
You're seeing somebody get taken, then return, you think, well, yeah. Why spend all the money? We get the idea.
This particular planet, on several occasions, the Taken came back.
That is a bit freaky, though, you know. Someone gets beamed up by the wraith and comes back. You've got to be suspicious, aren't you?
Yep.
Witches, burn them.
That they had been blessed with a gift that made them unwanted by the wraith.
Yes, the wraith are well known for being generous and sending people back.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But soon the Taken began to be feared.
Why?
They spoke of hearing voices. Many began to behave strangely. Some became violent, even murderous.
That's it. Burn them again.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
Yeah, they came back with emotional and psychological problems, though. You can't really diagnose that sort of problem at that level of society and civilization.
Indeed, no.
No others that were taken from that village ever returned again. But those few who survived, they are the ones who Charon believes passed on the gift.
Some would say it's not a gift.
It wasn't then.
No.
Well, it could be worse. It could be a George R. R. Martin level gift.
Charon says the village is long gone. All that is left are ruins, but still, I wish to go there. Now? I believe this must be coming to light now for a reason. Maybe we can find evidence of what really happened.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. Look, she's been to the mainland. She spent the day there. Why not go offward as well? What else are we going to do?
Perhaps my ancestors were simply not enlightened enough to recognize their gift for what it was.
Yes, because that sounds like a great idea.
Well, at this stage, they can do nothing. I mean, let's face it, one dart took out one jumper.
Yes, but that was stupid.
Well, yeah, and they're going to be stupid again, because yeah, it looks like Shepard's the only one that knows anything about aerial combat.
Well, it's dark. Should we be getting back?
Give her a minute.
It's dark. Well done, mate.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Or should there be Lieutenant Obvious?
It's hilt level observation.
I am a Kaiser.
Rodney?
I got something here.
Really?
I don't know. Got a little...
You got a little what? Hey, McKay, you got a little what?
Surprised, really?
McKay stands Ford. There with his old iPad, scanning.
Poor Ford.
Game Boy.
Probably is a Game Boy.
You have a faint energy signal. Getting stronger. And from here.
There's nothing here.
Well, the magic ancient device hasn't lied yet.
It's solid.
Well, there's definitely something weird here.
Weird how?
Yeah, that's weird.
You gotta go for a rock.
Maybe she got a good running start. You know, really slam into it.
Yeah, she's been watching Harry Potter a bit too much, hasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
How do you do that?
I do not know. I was just looking for a way out.
It's almost as if she had a gene that allowed it to work.
Yeah. Fancy that. It's not like we've ever covered that before.
Well, this looks familiar, doesn't it?
Looks like the inside of a race ship. What the hell were they doing here?
Thank you, Rainbow.
I know it's useful to have flashlights on your guns, but it does rather give you away. Oh, look. They found something. We didn't see him find something.
No, because they didn't have the budget for that.
Rodney.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Really?
Well, that's a name.
Yes, but... Well, she called him Rodney, so he's going to respond in kind.
Is she planning on going out tonight? Because she's made up a bit.
I was going to say, eyeliner and that.
Yeah, I've got a date tonight. We could be dead in a few days.
Yeah, I'm going to get laid.
She's making the most of it.
How unusual. Rodney actually says, this doesn't mean anything to me. This is what we want. We are actually being useful.
Yeah. Now, that means absolutely nothing to me. The last time I saw the contents of one of these, it showed a galactic positioning system for ships. It was more pictures than symbols.
I wonder.
Just so you know, you didn't actually finish that sentence out loud, right?
Well, this is obviously a language.
Wraith language?
That would make sense. I'd love to have a good look through this.
No, knock yourself out. I've got to get back to the control chair anyway.
You play with the Atlantis-branded laptop. Yeah, because someone like you here has far more chance of figuring out the language than Rodney McKay.
This is not right.
I don't know. Is it because only a Wraith can enter a secret Wraith facility? I'm not a Wraith. Tell me, what does it feel like to be a Wraith?
I feel hunger.
Whoever does bedspread and laundry and whatnot is going to be saying, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
I have to change sheets every day.
Don't you remember what happened last time I sat in one of those?
There's nowhere near enough power in the thing to do anything.
Then why bother? Gentlemen, it's quite late.
We are trying to determine exactly how much power is required to operate the systems that are controlled by the chip.
You're sitting down.
You have the gene now?
Yeah, but I can't be trying to analyze the feedback data while I'm concentrating on keeping the damn thing activated.
It's a very unique design, that chair.
Gentlemen, how's it coming?
Well, not good.
Well, I'm sorry this won't help. Carson, I need you.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, but we're using him.
What is it? Is someone hot?
You were right.
Lovely. About what?
Mo, Larry and Curly, as they were called in the commentary.
Gotta be kidding me.
Pay up.
Oh, they had a bet on it. Rodney lost.
Rodney, please. That's not why I need to see you. I've been able to translate the first part of the log from the Wraith data device.
Really?
All right, we'll try Dr. Kusanagi
again.
Now.
Okay.
Thank you.
It looked so peaceful, doesn't it, just sitting in the ocean? Mm. He's not having a good time. Well, he's being outplayed and outperformed, left, right and centre.
Good morning.
Yeah, we've been up all night.
You look like I feel.
So have I.
Well, we've been up all night.
Yeah. Doesn't she ever change her clothes, or has she just got a dozen blouses like that?
Possibly. That's not a blouse, more of a sort of pair of vertical stripes.
Well, I translated the first part of the log that you brought back, and... Are you sure you don't want to have a seat?
At least it fits her.
Well, that's her own clothes, isn't it? They have yet to find a decent uniform for her.
Yeah. Weird stuff, too. Loose fitting.
Yeah. Nobody in Atlantis is handy with a needle and thread.
No, yeah. No one brought a sewing machine as their personal item. You've got to be a seamstress somewhere.
I think he's trying to make their food source more compatible with their species.
I do not understand.
You lost her about 5 words back.
Yes, not only that, she just hasn't got the patience.
We needed Wraith cells, which we eventually got, but then we needed a full mapping of the genetic code contained within those cells, which wasn't even 50% complete.
Please.
Tell me now, science boy.
Tell me.
You have some Wraith DNA in your genetic makeup.
Okay.
You're a freak.
Could have waited for that.
Oh, dear.
You're saying Taylor's part Wraith?
A very small part.
Well, that makes it all right, then. A toenail. Toenail's Wraith, the rest of her's human.
Still, Bates is going to go nuts over this.
Let's just keep this one under our hat.
Bates is going to love that.
Yeah, don't tell Sergeant Bates. He never liked her in the first place.
Yep.
More tasty?
That's called pepper and salt.
Making a ready meal.
I thought you already said they had a number of genetic characteristics similar to humans.
They do, but they're still much closer to the bug creature that attacked Major Shepard than to us.
Hey, we weren't going to mention that anymore.
Sorry.
Also interesting is the fact that the Wraith language appears to be a derivative of ancient, which seems to suggest that the Wraith evolved after the ancients arrived in Pegasus.
My theory is that the ancients unwittingly allowed humans to evolve on a planet with an insect species on it. At some point, the insects fed on humans and somehow incorporated our DNA into theirs. The Wraith are an evolution of that combination.
So what you're saying is the ancients actually created the Wraith?
By accident.
Or negligence.
No, either way, it doesn't matter.
And what we know about the ancients, it's no surprise that they're responsible for the Wraith.
Mm-hmm. Another colossal screw-up.
Yeah. Even when the plans actually work, there's always a slight flaw in them. I mean, they seeded the whole Pegasus galaxy, and by and large, they did a bloody good job of it. Unfortunately, one little hiccup.
That is right. Let's get back to work.
Thank you.
Look at Star Trek. They went looking for a planet with no life on so they could terraform and seed.
Yeah, and we all saw how well that worked out.
Yeah, that kind of went wrong as well.
But you feel different. Yes.
No, of course you're not.
I think the thing that I am most worried about is how people will perceive me.
Yeah, whereas that bloke over there, he's special in a bad way.
It's special.
I could help my people by warning them of the Wraith's approach. He did it to protect me, but in many ways I think that it is why they first turned to me as a leader.
As you just said, you're no different than you were yesterday.
Don't worry about it. The people that liked you still like you, and the people that didn't.
Mostly because they fancy you.
All right. Even with Major Shepard in the chair, we weren't able to...
The Imperial Finger. Supreme Commander.
Yeah, something you said made me wonder.
I thought we decided there were more important things.
Why did the race scientists stop the experiments?
What would I have said that would make you think that?
I don't remember.
No, it's a good point. I'm just wondering what I said.
He wants credit for everything, even if he can't remember himself.
Yeah.
According to this, he stopped on his own.
See, now you've got me wondering why the rest of the race didn't want these experiments taking place in the first place.
Exactly.
Especially since they were supposed to be intended to improve things for everyone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just said it.
Will you stop?
Okay, here's the most interesting part. The Wraith communicate with each other using some sort of telepathic network.
I noticed that.
But McKay, can't take credit for that, can I?
Yep.
Damn. Come on, Rodney, jump in. figure it out first.
Because by combining even small amounts of Wraith DNA with humans, the scientist was giving the humans Wraith mental abilities. The subjects of his experiments were able to hear the Wraith communications.
And the stories that Taylor told, the voices that the people heard were...
were Wraith. Exactly. It must have driven them mad. The Wraith scientist couldn't find a way around it, so eventually he gave up.
I don't understand. I mean, why let them back into the general population then?
But it seems he thought that interbreeding with normal humans might dilute the effect.
Before he realized he was wrong, it was too late.
When the other Wraith did find out what he had done, they wiped out all the people on the planet.
It's a bit like Supernatural when some of the humans could tune into the angels, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Some of us are still on season 5, even if we do want season 6 and 7, I'll be right.
I'll give it to this Wraith. He left a very accurate and complete log of his situation.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he was a scholar as well.
Yeah.
Scholars don't tend to leave accurate logs. They're too busy being distracted. Trust me, I've been studying most of my adult life.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
That's the point of the episode.
Yeah, it's not wrong. It's awry.
According to the notes, all the test subjects who were given the Wraith DNA, they had the ability.
It's possible it's because you've never actually tried before.
You didn't know you could read Wraith minds. And quite frankly, who would want to?
How do you know until you try? It applies to so much.
Taylor, I would not even consider asking you to do this if I didn't think it could potentially provide us with some vital information.
Believe in it, you must.
Yes.
No pressure. We're all going to die. No pressure.
Just link with them and tell them we're not here. Go away. Problem solved.
People with your ability have developed a mental barrier to the thought projections of the Wraith. Sort of a self-defense mechanism. If we can get past that...
How?
We have a treatment process called hypnosis.
Dr. Heitmeier can lead you through it.
Now, is this totally on the level for the psychiatrist? It seems a bit...
woo-woo. Well, McKay is not quite as cynical about psychiatrist Temperance Brennan, but still...
But as you said, you can sense the Wraith now. Now, if that's merely a bleed-through effect into your consciousness of a greater latent ability, then it may be worth trying to break the barrier. To be perfectly honest, it's not something I would ever recommend doing under any other circumstances.
But these are far from normal circumstances that we're in, Taylor.
If I can somehow provide us with something, their strategy, a weakness, I see no other choice.
Hmm. Oh, there could be another reason.
Yes, a more obvious reason.
I have no clue what either of you are talking about. Genuinely, I don't.
Okay, I think we're ready.
Are you?
This will come as a surprise to me.
I think you have to wait one more episode. Wire me up.
In and out. Okay, not quite that deep.
Mm.
Be careful with that needle, Carson. Don't get distracted.
Well, he had another hand, you know. He could have just pulled the end off.
He'd seen that on television. He thought it looked cool.
Another reason why that would have been handy.
Yeah. You won't feel a thing.
The only ones are partly conscious, not there.
She can take it.
Shining a light in my eyes, you're irritating me, don't
I? I want you to think about that. Look for it in your mind.
Can't sleep with the lights on.
I'm tired enough, I can sleep pretty much anything.
Don't resist. Go to that place where it lives.
Perhaps her own room would have been more conducive.
Maybe they should have tied her down.
Johnny does that in their personal life.
What do you hear?
The bells, the bells.
Nothing.
Well, that's a bit of a letdown.
You told me that your father was taken by the Wraith. Do you remember sensing it that day?
Yes.
Think back to that feeling. Now listen. What do you hear?
Noise. Voices. So many voices. Whispering.
Listen closely. Listen for one.
Okay, very Borg-like.
I am on a ship. I am walking.
She can actually see what's happening.
If the Wraith can project their thoughts, then that may include what they're seeing.
There are other Wraith. And they do not notice me. I am in a room full of people being preserved so that they can be fed upon.
Peter in the commentary, so many Wraith going to and from the hive hairdressers.
The hairdressers.
I'm killing him!
And the cocoon victim gets a credit. Daniel Bulow, Canadian actor.
Taylor, I had no right to ask you to do this.
But you've got to do it again.
Get these things off of me.
All right, settle down, Taylor. I have to take this off.
I can't put her through this, John. I know it was my idea, but it's too much to ask.
It might feel differently once the hive ships show up.
Dr. Weir, why did you make them stop?
Excuse me?
I was on one of the hive ships that is headed here. I could hear them. I could see. It was working.
You were watching them feed.
So she could sense the ships coming.
I actually felt one of them feed. But I can handle it. I can help us. I know it.
And I loved it.
Of all the wraith on that ship, I just happened to get into the mind of one that were hungry. Went to the cafeteria. What's on the menu today? What's today's special? White 6 foot. That'll do.
Redhead or blonde?
I fancy something spicy. Have you got anything in? Well, I'll stop there. Okay, that's a nice control panel. A holographic display. None of this 2D malarkey that you get in Star Trek. Ooh, hello.
Uh-oh.
Don't just all look at each other. Do something. Quickly.
Okay, it's a...
Push a button, push a button.
Evil grin.
You are all so pathetic.
Something tells me that's not Taylor talking.
Nothing can stop us.
Wake her up.
You are all going to die.
Now!
Ooh, didn't work. Again. Again.
That doesn't look very mild.
Ow.
Again, just for good measure.
Yeah, do it again. You're not her.
No. One episode of this counsellor did more than 4 or 5 seasons of Troy in TNG.
Dr. Beckett has her sedated and she's resting comfortably. She seems fine, but I would like some time to let what she's been through sink in. She may still be in shock.
Still in shock? No kidding, Sherlock.
She said she could see some type of control room, maybe a map, an attack plan. She just needs to get a better look.
John, you were there. A wraith had control of her.
Uh-oh. Alarm. Yes, incoming wormhole.
Chuck, the technician.
Incoming wormhole! Getting Sergeant Bates, IDC. To Alpha Site.
Poor Bates.
We have an Alpha Site?
Yeah, in the meeting. He asked him how it was going. He said they'd just properly set it up. And
we all know how long we keep them for.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're intent to last.
You see an episode.
Move it, move it! That's it, we're clear!
So, Bates, I've seen you've had a busy day. Anything to report?
Is everybody okay?
All off-world personnel accounted for.
I guess that planet isn't safe anymore.
They showed up by ship and dropped some sort of device by the gate as we were leaving.
We've seen it before, the tag in the planet.
Is that the only reference we ever get to that beam of light then?
That planet was supposed to be uninhabited. What did the Wraith want with it?
I don't know. It's almost like they knew we were there.
Yeah, but that was in the middle of the town, not by the gate.
I don't think Mr. Shouty Mouth there really cared about it.
They're at the Alpha site setting up 8 or 9 military personnel. You think there'll be a couple of scientists there as well.
Yeah.
Well, no, the military personnel have to secure the area and make it nice and warm and fluffy before the scientists come in.
They had, though. Well, they're setting them up.
At some point, scientists would have gone, though, to actually say this is a suitable place.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, not to worry, though. And when we visit in that planet.
Nope.
Something more. They are desperate.
Really?
Yes, it is surprising. They are confident in their dominance over us, but mainly because there are so many of them. Too many to sustain for long. They have all awakened early, and there is not enough food to go around. It was just a feeling. The voices were so hard to separate.
You don't remember one of them speaking through you?
Perhaps you should have recorded it.
But I remember the feeling just before it happened. Next time.
I don't think Dr. Weir's going to let there be a next time.
She's using the power of her mind. How are you going to stop her?
Exactly.
I think she needs a good drug.
Oh, God.
They measured it to bait. That was a mistake.
I don't think there was time.
You don't know that they didn't have a ship in the general area.
Look, I admit, in retrospect, asking Taylor to connect with the Wraith, it may have been a mistake.
With all due respect, I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Take it easy, Sergeant. It's not like she willfully gave away our position.
She wants to try again.
Doesn't look happy.
Assuming if the doors are closed, it's a personal conversation?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. The problem is I'm not sure Taylor's thinking what was best for herself.
Or that she could compromise us further.
At this point, we have more to gain from the Wraith than they do from us.
She wants to do it. Fact is, there may not be anything we can do to stop her from trying. So isn't it better if we're all there?
Perhaps it opens certain personnel. Otherwise, every time you walk by, it open.
Well, you see, their personal quarters can be open from outside, so they're not really personal either.
No.
Close your eyes and relax. And listen for the voices.
Okay, they're trying this again. They know that she can be possessed.
She's still not tied up.
Taylor?
Can't be good.
Break the connection.
It's not working.
What do you mean it's not working? Just... Ouch. Oh. That's a good punch.
Ow.
Hey, that irreplaceable.
Ow.
Wait.
Very... Whoa.
And Ford goes flying across the room. That was your big moment, mate, and you blew it.
Right, sir. I'm glad someone was.
A sensible precaution.
Yeah, I need a Zach gun. I got raped on her.
Yeah. Although it hasn't got the pointy bit on the end, has it?
You killed her, bait, you idiot.
Meanwhile, someone can't walk, so they've got a steel bar across their back.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Come on, that wasn't steel. That was barely aluminum and practically bended.
A little bit of a wobble.
I can only hope we haven't caused her psychological damage.
Taylor's one of the strongest people I know. The fact that she's been able to hold it together until now, after what she's been through in her life.
And I zapped her a couple of times while she was unconscious, just to make me feel better.
Bye, back.
Carson, how are you feeling?
A doozy of a headache, but I'll be fine. Taylor's awake. She wants to see both of you.
What is it about big watches in the city?
It's quite useful, you know. Damages to some weaponry.
You decide this was 2004? I had a GPS watch in 03 and it was smaller than that.
I really thought I could prevent the...
Everyone's fine.
We are concerned that the Wraith can connect you at will, though.
It has never happened before. No, I'm sure I have to connect with them first.
Well, that's not exactly reassuring, is it?
The route their ships are taking to get here.
That's good.
There's more. They do not just want Atlantis. They know about you.
What do you mean?
Sumner. The female Wraith wasn't just feeding on him. She was interrogating him.
That is why they're all waking up. That is why they are coming here. They know that Atlantis is the only way to get to a new, rich feeding ground.
Well, that's not very good news at all, is it?
Earth.
And that's one gold star to John, who's a clever boy.
Yes, the Wraith want to know where they're from.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so they don't just want to destroy the city, they want to take prisoners and find out where you're from. Show us the way home.
Yep.
Ominous music. Building up the atmosphere a bit, isn't it? Da-da-da!
Fade to Brad, anyway.
And that was The Gift. Actually went by pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan... You thought it wasn't going to be enjoyable? What do you think?
I think I'm tired and hungry.
Give me a sensible answer.
First time for everything, I suppose. I'm getting a vague sense of something, which I'll tell you off air, and you can tell me if I'm right or not. That's about as sensible an answer as you're going to get.
I'd have settled for yes or no.
Why on earth would I say something as straightforward as that? God, do you know me at all? In serious, you know me. Why use 10 words when 50 will do?
Yeah, you must be a joy to work with.
Four. Work four.
Ooh, management. You see, they're all the bloody same.
Well, no, I'm the only red-headed guy with a beard in the entire organisation.
Fair enough. I saw the picture in the Facebook, your new haircut.
Ah, yes. Well, I was trying to encourage Naomi to post a picture of her haircut, or indeed any picture. It's a long game. I've been sending her occasional gifts for 3 years.
That would normally be considered stalking.
Have you any idea what next week will be?
What do you think, Jeff? Do you enjoy The Gift?
Jeff's not here right now.
What is it about Jeff and Brad? You know, it should be bloody easy. Jeff's American, Brad's Australian. The reason I'm saying it is because I'm looking at Jeff's name against Red's right in front of my eyes.
Why don't we just call them Brad?
Or you, that'd work.
Or you.
What did you think, Brad?
I just didn't have much for Taylor to do, and they've sort of thrown this in at end of the season, give us something to do, and from the two main showrunners, you'd expect something a little bit better.
You wonder once again if they put so much budget into the final two episodes that...
That's what I'm guessing. I've never been a fan of Taylor to start with, so they just tried to mimic Tilk. Yeah.
Well, funnily enough, in the commentary they did say that Taylor is a Tilk of Atlantis and she's even got the eyebrow down pat.
Obviously, they decided to do Tilk plus and bring in Jason.
Yes, well, dynamic changes next season, so... It's more of a case that it's got to be one episode of the season you don't like, and unfortunately it's this one.
Is it? Right. So we should be doing a poll. Which episode didn't you like in the...
I was going to suggest that, since...
You wait. When we finish SG1, we'll do a poll, and we'll make it multiple choice so that you can pick your worst and your best.
And the other 43 in between?
43, if only.
Jack?
Daniel?
Are you?
Yeah, you.
What?
I like the yellow ones.
Never mind.
We have some feedback on Threads. Evelyn Duncan says, I've always liked George. Oh.
Zunza.
Zunda.
Zunza.
Zunza, really? Even with the D?
Yeah.
Okay.
The D's are silent.
Evelyn Duncan says, I've always liked George Zunza since the 1980s Twilight Zone episode in which he plays a Soviet military officer.
Brad Mull, epic synopsis for an epic end to a great three-parter. Can't wait to hear it.
Wish I had seen how to pronounce George's name prior to recording, but he knocked the ball out of the park with his performance. Now one of our new members, Gate Tech Alpha 6.
30 minutes of Daniel sitting in a Route 66 coffee house, talking Hiku with Oma. They really blew their CG budget in the previous two episodes.
He or she probably meant Haiku.
Ah, okay, thank you.
Evelyn Duncan. George helped to really make the first season of Law & Order special. I watched the first 7 seasons, but the first one really clicked into place. Max Greevy, Mike Logan, Ben Stone were 3 special characters.
Never watched the original Law & Order. Loved the spin-off, Special Victims Unit and Criminal Intent, though.
Evelyn again. I love the eye due to Vincent D'Onofrio. His Robert Gorin was just quirky enough.
Brad Mull, I'm guessing George played Anubis? Interesting they went with such a fun character to play someone so evil.
Evelyn, he played Jim, who was really Anubis.
Brad, if I'd listened to the ep first, I would have known that. Thanks.
Evelyn, I watched the Daniel parts and Reed during the Jack Sam part.
Brad, I'm glad this wasn't the season ended as it ends on a bit of a downer. Also, only 1 hour. Come on, guys, you don't have to keep the show short. I was expecting at least 80 minutes.
And while I included a smiley, I was really being sarcastic. Forgive me for having something other to do with my time than sit in front of a computer.
Brad, haha, I guess if you were getting paid, you'd be there longer. Smiley face.
Evelyn, the original Threads was quite a bit longer than its first showing, but was cut down for syndication. I think you can get it in some decent packs.
Brad, as said in the episode, the extended edition is now the only one available.
Miles McLaughlin commented, they managed to get a lot of the story in one episode, and was able to make it feel non-rushed. And finally, Thomas, fantastic episode. Really loved the scenes with Daniel, Anubis and Omar. And that's it for the Facebook Threads feedback. Quite impressive, although it did take a slight turn at a Law & Order franchise halfway through, but don't worry about that.
Not as impressive as the next post, which is immediately below it on my feed, which is a photo of
Mrs. Judge.
Yeah, looking very upfront.
And believe me, that's probably one of the more tame photos I find.
Yes, I may Google that on a larger screen later.
She is a model, of course, so, you know, it's not that unusual. And I think Christopher does take most of the photos.
Michael Shanks does most of the photos of his wife. And didn't he or he and Christopher do a calendar for a fundraiser of some kind?
Yeah, the Women of Sci-Fi.
Yeah. Brad, the same world Apophis ruled over when he defeated Sokar and it was then destroyed in Enemy. Not that they have reused effects for Homeworld, not that I'm nitpicking. I love this image and would have liked to have seen more of the world. Are there cars down there? What do his Jaffa do when not in battle? What happens to the streetscape when those ships take off? So many questions, but none answered. Smiley face.
Gate Tech Alpha Stick. Agreed. This is definitely the prison moon of Natu in frame, even though it was destroyed at the end of Devil You Know.
Perhaps Acme supply a kit for Galactic Overlords to build their bases with.
Gate Tech. Indeed, if they all have the same genetic memory, then surely building techniques will be similar. Just look at their interior designs.
Agreed.
And that's the feedback for this week. We would love to hear from you, and here's how. You can email us, including an audio message, using gatecastpodcast@gmail.com, and we have groups and pages on both Facebook and Google+. You can search for us using the generic Stargate, or more specifically Gatecast. We are also on iTunes and Stitcher Internet Radio, under Gatecast. And we simply swoon when we get an iTunes rating and review. They help the show get promotion on that service. Twitter seems to be popular, and you can find us at TheGatecast, which is one word. And finally, there is our main website, gatecast.co.uk, which has a variety of contact and links for keeping our Stargate family all together. Okay then, next week on Gatecast, Mobius, part 1 of the season 8 finale.
On the next Stargate SG-1, the team travels back in time.
3000 BC.
To retrieve a lost artifact.
We're here for the ZPM, in and out.
But one false step.
All right, we got a little problem here.
We'll rewrite SG-1's history.
Oh my God.
What's SG-1?
Forever.
We're supposed to be a team.
No.
We saved the world.
Richard Dean Anderson stars on the next Stargate SG-1.
We hope you join us for that. Until then, I've been Mike.
I've been Alan.
And I've been Brad.
Look at that. I've even had to think a second. Yeah, Brad, that's right. It's a blind spot. It's going to be like that forever, I think. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Gatecast, hosted by Alan and Mike. Join us at gatecast.co.uk. Stargate forever.